and welcome to another edition of 99 Questions. I am your host, Bob Buell. This is, of course, an oddly numbered interview show where we ask all sorts of interesting people interesting questions. And joined with me today, oh goodness, where do you know her from? Where do you know her from? Might know her from the JV Club podcast. You might know her from The Legend of Korra. You might know her from starting the San Francisco Sketch Fest. You might know her from Hey Riddle Riddle, the unofficial fourth host, kinda, sorta. It's Janet Varney. Janet, how are you?
Bob, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to hear it. I'm so happy that you could be here on the show today. It's an absolute honor. Thank you.
What, did I ever expect anyone to ever think anything I did was would be an honor for them? No. So, I'm shocked.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
An honor of the highest caliber.
The highest caliber, no less.
I'm going to blow up my shoulder pointing high.
Give me mid-tier caliber. It's an honor of the mid-tier caliber. That feels maybe better.
Maybe. But before we dive into the questions, because we got these lovely questions,
sure.
Where would we be without some terms and conditions, some ground rules right up front?
Wonderful.
Like ground rule number one, take as much time or as little time as you need to answer the question. If a yes or no suffice, give me a yes or no. A short story about your life helps us get a better answer. I want to hear that story.
Great.
Ground rule number two. This isn't a Wolf Blitzer interview because I'm very topical and know the topical newsmen of the day. This is not a gotcha interview by any means. So if you want to pass over a question, you can pass. No judgment, no worries.
Great.
And despite the name of the show being 99 questions, there might be a follow-up. I might ask you one off the cuff. Some of these by the syntax of the English language are not questions, and we're going to ignore that because I'm not an English major.
Great.
All that being said, the first of these non-counting questions. Janet, are you ready?
Ready. It's never readier.
Oh my gosh. High caliber, never readier. Love to see it. Actual. Question number one. What's the perfect breakfast?
Oh, that is never going to be a consistent day-to-day exact same answer, I don't think. Okay. For like example, this morning, what I ate for breakfast was essentially lunch, which was not by choice. It was just by like, what's convenient and what can I shove in my mouth while I'm also working on, the Avatar podcast that I do. I was writing a recap. So, it was a marriage of convenience. I love an oatmeal. I mean, I love an oatmeal. I love an oatmeal. I need a little bit of a texture. I need a little crunch. I don't necessarily want it to just be full on soft serve. But I like a porridge. I like a breakfast porridge. And that is often something that I find myself like when I'm traveling, I'm like, oh, I wonder who has like a really good breakfast porridge. Want to throw some millet in there?
Oh my gosh.
You want to wow us with some quinoa? That's cool.
Breakfast quinoa? Who doesn't love it?
There's some good stuff out there, Bob.
Those three bears had it down.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, one of them did. One of them had far too hot and cold of taste for many of us.
Yeah. Don't have it cold. Don't have it cold.
I agree.
You can help it.
Agree.
Question two. Who's the coolest dude?
Oof, the coolest dude. Probably Snoopy.
Wow. Oh my God. That's a game changer. Of course. Of course it's Snoopy. We've been looking in the human realm for far too long. He goes by Joe Cool.
He goes by Joe Cool.
Trophy's in the mail, Snoopy. Holy cow. This is a game changer. Question three. Steak, chicken, or fish?
Oof. Yeah, my answer will never be steak. I feel my answer should be fish, but my answer is probably most honestly chicken.
Fair. It's fair. The versatility, you know?
Yeah, lean protein. But I don't need to be eating any chickens that have miserable lives, and I feel a little uncomfortable eating them at all. I definitely am not vegan, so I got to just deal with that reality and see if I decide to change it, then I will.
That is a tough hurdle to hurdle?
It is. It's a tough hurdle to hurdle.
Question four. Best gift you've ever gotten.
Oh boy. Oh gosh. Oh, I don't know. I'm really bad with superlatives when it comes to just picking one of anything. Best gift I've ever gotten. I guess probably, this is gonna sound so cheesy, but probably getting the role of Korra, just because it has continued to be a gift in like the profound ongoing way. Emotionally and intellectually and socially.
Yeah. No, 100%. I think that's an amazing one. Question five. Best gift you've ever given. Have you ever given Korra to anyone?
I've never given a gift, but I hear it feels great.
Rumor has it.
Best gift I've ever given. Yeah, sure. Let's go with, well, let's stay with the theme. Maybe the best gift I've ever given is never taking that for granted and making sure that people know that, so that there isn't some sort of sense of like, you know, like snobbery or just like carelessness about that.
You're a pro, Janet Varney. I like these gifts. Question six. What'd you want to do for a living when you were a kid?
Oh, I wanted to do what I'm doing. There was like a long,
say it like it's, like
I know,
it's a bad thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there was definitely a period of time in which I did not pursue in any way what I'm doing now. But the reality is, if I go back and look at, like, you know, old, like, I have like a little book that you know, you stick all of your like school, your grades and like little dumb diplomas that you get when you're in elementary school and stuff. And it's like a thing you have to fill out, and, you know, you fill out what class you're in and who your friends are and what you want to be when you grow up. And, you know, mine definitely was like, I want to be an actor. But also, I think at one point I said I wanted to be a bike rider because my dad was real into cycling. And I thought that was super cool. So there is at least one grade. I just wanted my job to be that I would be a bike rider.
Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day.
I could drop everything. I do like to ride a bike, so it didn't entirely go away.
Hit the open roads.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Has there ever been a podcast done on a bicycle?
That's a good question. Not that I know of, but boy, there's a lot of podcasts out there. So.
There's a lot. Awesome. There's a lot. If not, patent pending? That doesn't work.
Yeah, if not patent pending.
I'll mail a registered letter with that idea to myself. I don't know.
Yeah, you want to get in on that hot bicycle podcast money. Don't let anybody take that away from you.
Just exhausted talking about big mattresses or whatever. Question seven. What's the largest animal you can beat in a fight?
Oh, that's tough. I'm so scared that, like, at some point my desire to survive would be beaten out by my feeling really bad that I was having to fight an animal. I can only think of the things I've thought about needing to fight off, because living in Los Angeles next to Griffith Park meant that I was living next to a mountain lion for a decade. Which we loved our P-22 very, very dearly, but you would think to yourself, as a person who would sometimes go for a hike or, you know, a walk alone or with your dog, you would think, like, if I had to, like, if P was real hungry and he went for my dog, like, what would I do? How would I handle that? But I don't know that I ever felt like I arrived at the conclusion that I could beat that animal. So.
The one stage down from a mountain lion, then, I think.
I guess I'm going down. And then I feel back. Then I was like, and then if a coyote's attacked my dog, I'd feel so terrible. I mean, I think I would throttle a coyote if I had to save my dog. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to say coyote, but I feel really bad saying that because I hope I don't ever have to fight a coyote.
It's a coyote with very problematic opinions,
I mean,
though.
If
It's
it was
like,
a rabid coyote, yeah, I gotta take that puppy down.
Yeah. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Question 8, just as important as the last. Who's someone you look up to?
Well, my partner is taller than me, so technically, I do both look up to him and look up to him. I would say, well, let's see. Well, I've been watching True Detective Night Country, finally got around to catching up on that post-Sketchfest, and I definitely have a lifelong love affair with Jodie Foster, and I would say that I have always very much looked up to her, so we'll say Jodie.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I think she's relatively tall, so yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, I think she might be really short. But tall in achievement? Tall in talent?
Exactly. In Hollywood stature.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Question 9. First album you bought with your own money?
That's a great question. First album I bought with my own money. I think it's likely that it was like possibly a Depeche Mode. I think it was probably Depeche Mode. It wouldn't have been Peter Gabriel because my dad loves Peter Gabriel also. So he would have taken care of that. I'm trying to think of bands that I loved enough that I would want to own it and my dad would not want to have bought it or have bought it first. So I'm going to go with Depeche Mode.
As was the world's first album, really.
If they know what's good for them.
We all grew up that day.
That's right.
Question 10. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Well, the first thing I need to say is I do not ever do karaoke, so I don't have a go-to karaoke song. I feel like I have tried to find a song that I would, you know, sort of have in my pocket. And I've never had anything that I'm like, well, I can always fall back on blank. I will say that last year on the delightful Joco cruise, there's a karaoke, kind of a onstage karaoke night that they always do. And last year I did Sweet Child of Mine, and that was very, very fun. And then the year before that, I did All Night Long by Lionel Richie. So those are both two very fun. I had never done them before, and I certainly haven't done them since. But I also have not done karaoke since the last Joco cruise. But those were two really fun ones. And I like to try to get everyone involved because I don't need to be singing by myself.
Oh, those are crowd pleasers. Absolutely.
Yeah, gotta look for those crowd pleasers.
Get the toes tapping. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, fair warning that Sweet Child of Mine is a very long song with a very long musical interlude, which you might not be thinking about when you choose it.
Where did we go? Where yeah. That whole stretch
oh,
at the
yeah.
end.
That goes on forever.
Yeah, it sure does. Sure does.
Yeah.
Question 11. Last song you listened to?
The last song I listened to was a Sinead O'Connor song that I might be singing on this year's Joco Cruise because we're getting ready to do the like concert that honors people, musicians that have passed away since the prior Joco Cruise. And so I was just listening to some Sinead O'Connor songs, trying to figure out which one would be my choice to sing.
Fantastic. I love it.
I know everything seems super Joco related, but it does happen soon. So I'm in get ready for Joco mode.
It's top of mind. It's Joco mode.
Yeah, very much so.
Joco mode. That just feels good in the mouth to say.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Question 12. What's a band or musical artist you want to hear more from?
Oh my. Sylvanesso. But they have a ton of albums, so I don't know if that's like really, I don't know if the idea is like who's someone who's only just started making music, unfortunately that is not the case for them, but I just love them very much.
One more, you know?
one more. Yes.
Question 13. A song that brings the most emotion out of you?
Ooh, that does not take much. trying to think of all of the many songs that I wouldn't be able to sing because I wouldn't be able to get through them without crying. And I just feel like there's so many. This is like when I make people do MASH on the JV Club and suddenly they can't remember a single movie they've ever seen or what a movie is. We all go through this.
The lights.
All right, I'm just mentally running through some songs that I
Could
love.
be any emotion. Could be any emotion,
That's
you know?
true. Could be any emotion. I mean, I guess I don't listen to a ton of rage-inducing music. I know some people like to, but I'm gonna go with what a time buyer. Oh, well, if I had to choose, buys time, struggles, scrapes together some kind of an answer. I guess I'll go with I guess I'll go with, do people just have an immediate answer for that? A song, like who's sitting there with that fresh in their mind, like just sitting on the tip of their
I
tongue?
usually interview people as they're crying to songs in a car.
Oh, that explains
That's my
it.
go-to. I bicycle up to
That
them and then I
explains
podcast with them.
it. Oh yeah, maybe the well, now that we're saying that, now I'm starting to feel like maybe there's a good like a musical, like a song from like a musical that would like make you sad when you were a kid. Is it the one from The Rescue, is the Rescuers? What is it, the one that's like, there's one that's like, be brave, little one. Someone's waiting for you. Yeah, it's like a, it's like without remembering the gist really of anything that happens in that movie or the song, I think it's like if you're alone and deserted and no one's there to keep you safe, like you have to be brave. I feel like that one is like, feel like that one would just make me bawl my eyes out when I was a kid.
I like it. Those rescuers always getting to us.
Yeah.
Assumedly, it's from them.
We assume. Yeah. I bet they are great.
Question 14. What's your favorite music video?
That's a good one. Well, I just had this conversation on, we got this with Mark and Hal. I don't think it's out yet though. That's the hard part, is because it is a episode for Max Fun Drive. So I'm gonna say I defer my answer to that podcast. Listen to it and listen to us decide what the best music video is. And it is a music video of the 80s, but I'm gonna go ahead and stand by that because that was like early days of music videos when it was such an achievement to think of something cool and a story to tell.
Oh, yeah. That's brand synergy right there.
Yeah.
Well done. 15. You got $1 million, but you have to donate it all to charity. What charity is it
Right.
going to?
You can't like divvy it up. What if I just sat here and like named 100 charities?
Not going to
That
stop
seems
you. I mean.
bad. That seems bad. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe I'm trying to think of like, I feel like anybody who is deeply involved in charities will be like, I'm sorry that you said Doctors Without Borders, because it actually, those are, they've been known to misuse funds and blah, blah, blah. So I'll go, you know what? I'm going to go, we'll go $1 million. I feel like we know UNICEF's going to do something good with that. Let's throw it towards UNICEF. Let's get some kids some health and some medical care and some food and all that good stuff.
They deserve it. I
Yeah.
love that. Yes. 16, favorite holiday.
I will go, I can, I'll go with Halloween. I don't mind. I don't mind. I'm not like a huge Halloween head, but I, there's a big organized kind of walk in my neighborhood where the streets get shut down and stuff. So kids come in from everywhere. And it is
Nice.
very fun to see, like, yeah, just like a huge range of kids and kid and in age and ethnicity and all manner of costume. So I'll say Halloween.
It's great. 17. What's your go-to drink when you walk into a coffee shop?
I'm walking to a coffee shop, but I already have a drink. That's what you're telling me? Why am I going there?
Oh no. The podcast is crumbling. The podcast is crumbling in front of my eyes.
I'll
The very structure.
Help you. If I'm
Somehow the
walking
pages
to
are
a
melting
coffee,
in my
if
hand.
I'm
How is
if
this
I'm
happening?
bothering to walk to a coffee shop I'm going to assume I don't already have a drink. And I am going to say, if I'm bothering to walk all the way to a coffee shop, I am going to probably be getting an oat milk matcha latte on ice.
Okay. To match the other oat milk matcha latte on ice match, that you've walked there with.
To match its twin. That's right.
In case one breaks down, you got a spare.
You never know. Mm-hmm.
This crazy world, you never know.
Yeah.
18. Maybe our most controversial question.
Uh-oh.
Spell the word gray.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going G-R-E-Y.
Wow. A team E-Y. Wow.
Shout out to Gray Delisle, my dear friend. Because if I hear the word gray, I will absolutely put a capital G on that and assume that it is my friend before I think about it being a color.
That's good. That's good. Question 19. What's your prized possession?
This is a nerd prized possession. I can't say that it means more to me than like some of my mom's jewelry or something like that, but the honest answer when you said that came to mind was this very cool Tron recognizer that was like a collectible from the, I guess, the very early aughts, maybe. But it's just a very cool design. And I love it. And you can pull the little legs out so that you can make it go, put the legs together so that it can smash stuff. But you can also leave them out. Yeah, it's this very specific reference. Apologize, but I do love the movie Tron.
I'm a big fan of smashing stuff and a big fan of Tron.
I'm not smashing anything with that thing. But that is what would happen on the game grid.
Question 20. Are you competitive on the game grid or otherwise?
Yeah, I am competitive, but I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable with it. So it's a little bit of like a tamping down of that more often than I think some of my more competitive friends.
I think that's fair. I think that's very fair.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Weird that I have to acknowledge that. Yeah. 21. Do you consider golf a sport?
I mean, sure. Listen, I'm not going to tell somebody that golf's not a sport. I've never played golf. I've played mini golf. I can't say that felt like that much of a sport, but it didn't not feel like a sport. So yeah, sure. Golf is absolutely a sport. Why not?
Wow. EY and golf is a sport. We are dropping hot takes.
Uh-huh.
20-something. 22. Have you ever played any sports?
Yes.
Ooh. Definitive.
Definitive. Quite helpful.
23. Favorite sport to watch?
Oh, probably tennis. And I say that as someone who does not sit down to watch sports like on television or anything. But going to a tennis game is very exciting. I would say college basketball is a very exciting sport to watch in person when it happens. I've never been to a hockey game, but I understand that to also be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Live. Goal goes in. Everyone freaks out. Music plays.
Yeah. I feel like it'll happen. I'll go to a hockey game eventually.
It's good. Fight breaks out. Everyone's loving it. It's good.
That's
time.
That's the promise that you're hoping will be delivered when you go to a hockey game.
24. Theme parks.
Sure. Yeah. Number one. Yes. Absolutely. Why not? Mm-hmm. But the one that springs to mind is not really a theme park, but what is in the news right now. I'm just dating this episode as much as I possibly can. I'm putting everything in a very specific context. You know, you can go back to the day and figure out when this was recorded.
It's what we call anti-green. It's the opposite of evergreen.
It's anti-green. But if you enjoy trying to put things together based on somewhat context clues about things in the media and when the JoCo cruise is, you'll enjoy this. Yesterday, I read an article that was the first time I had seen the article or a version of the article come out that was about a place in, I think it was Glasgow, that had promised everyone a Willy Wonka chocolate factory experience. And then people went there and they showed pictures of what it actually looked like. And it's the saddest. It seems like a joke. You think like this is all a joke. This is not, no one could have, that you would never deliver that on, well, based on the promise that you gave. So that's very much fresh in my mind because it was a real like, oh no.
It was so funny. Those pictures are so comically funny.
It's like an empty warehouse with like a poster of a rainbow and like just a folding table.
Oh, it was like a candy cane near the table.
Yeah.
And that was like their candy representation.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Like anyone could have done better by going to like Michael's, you know, or whatever the Glaswegian equivalent of that is. Even just an hour at Michael's, you still could have done better than this weird, sad existential crisis that was that quote unquote experience.
Not very Wonka. Not very Wonka at all. Question 25. Dubbed the Ron Bennington after famous radio personality. You're standing in a wrestling ring, and a wave of nine-year-olds, a random mix of boys and girls, are coming down to that ring to fight you. How many nine-year-olds could you beat in this fight?
Oh, nine-year-olds? I don't know. Probably none. I mean, I don't know that I could take down a nine-year-old. I feel like a nine-year-old could be vicious as hell.
They're wily.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be concerned. When I think about like the most bullying that happened to me, it was around that age. So possibly someone could just say something mean to me and I would start crying and leave the ring. Just based on emotional scars.
Or could fight or flight kick in? And now you're like in Hulk mode and you're taking them out left and right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's an option.
I sort of like the idea of that happening, but I don't know that it would. I feel like it would fail me. It would fail me.
Okay. We're clocking in at zero on this one.
I'm going to say I can't take any 9-year-olds on, even one.
I gotcha. 26. What's a game you know you can win?
A game I know I can win. Oh my. A game I know I can win versus a game I know I would win, I guess, because I don't think I have anything where I feel like I'm a shoe-in, but that I would like, I could win.
Yeah.
Like
a Devil Went Down to Georgia type scenario.
Yeah. I'm going to say like charades or like Pictionary or, you know, something that involves like having to communicate quickly without giving too much away. I feel like I'm good at those games. I'm good at like guessing. I'm a good guesser and I'm a good like actor outer or whatever.
Very nice. Very nice. That devil won't stand a chance.
No, watch out, devil, unless you're nine and then I'm toast.
Oh, the 9-year-old devil?
The devil was nine.
Ugh.
That'll be my song.
The devil was nine, Taylor's version.
Yep.
27. What topic can you discuss the most?
The most? Oh, I don't know. I might be getting to the point where discussing Avatar The Last Airbender, I could do the most. It's very fresh in my mind over the last few years. I've spent a lot of time thinking about it and writing about it and talking about it. So yeah, I'm going to go with Avatar The Last Airbender.
That's an excellent answer. 28, favorite place you visited?
Oh, that's tough. Again, just one makes it really, really hard. I'm going to put it as the letter A in front of that. A favorite place I visited. Recency bias, I'm going to go with Strasbourg.
Oh.
Which is still something I didn't visit. I mean, I visited there a year and a half ago, but I really, really liked it a whole lot. And I would like to go back.
Wow, sounds great. 29. What's your catchphrase?
Catchphrase. I guess we'll go with how I start all of my JV Club podcast intros, which is, "Hey, wonderfuls."
With the inflection, you nailed it. Do you purposefully, like when you said it just now, did you purposefully do it the way?
I think I don't know how to say it any differently now.
Okay. See, that's fascinating. I love that. Question 30. What's the best costume or cosplay you ever wore?
I ever wore?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best cosplay? Well, I'm going to say I'm very proud of the Man in Black, like Wesley from Princess Bride cosplay that I did, which I actually was graded on when I was a theater major in college, because it was like a make yourself look the most like someone test. It was like a final exam for my makeup class. And so I had to do, you know, like I did like facial hair and stubble and shading and put the costume together and everything. And I feel like I looked exactly like him. So we already have, I mean, they encouraged us. It wasn't a lazy pick, because they encouraged us to be like, pick someone that you definitely don't look exactly like, but that you have similar features. Like, don't, you know, try to look like someone that you just like don't look like at all. And I have always thought that he and I look like we could be cousins or something. So, but I wanted to do a guy. So that one was really fun. I'd like to do that as a Halloween costume. Again, I need to remember that.
Wow. That sounds incredibly impressive.
That was fun.
For a minute, I was like, what class could that possibly? Oh, yeah. like what math class is making you do this? Yeah. Theater. Yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
Yep.
31. Have you ever had anything named after you?
I have certainly things have been named after like the character Cora that I played, including pets and children, which is like so adorable. And again, I am not that person and I didn't create the character, so I can't take credit, but often I am the emissary that gets that information from the person who is named who and what after Cora. Has anything ever been named after me, Janet? I doubt it. I mean, I guess my podcast, The JV Club, is named after me, but if I did it to myself, that seems tacky.
I'm checking with the judges. They're nodding. They're nodding. They're good. All right. You.
There you go. Easy peasy.
Confetti starting from the ceiling.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's too much. That's too much.
Yep. They didn't even cut it. It's just paper. It's just paper falling. That's a lot. 32. Hobby you've dedicated the most time to?
I don't know. I mean, are we calling like just walking a lot every day or hiking or cycling a hobby? I guess so. I guess like being outside to be getting exercise, but also to like be sort of centering myself in some kind of meditative way, even if it just means I'm listening to an audiobook.
I love that. 33. Who's a celebrity you've had a crush on?
I already mentioned Jodi. That was a big one for most of my life. I kind of still have a crush on her. I mean, she's just great. Mm-hmm.
All
celebrity.
7'4" of her. Yeah.
All 7'4". All 4'7" of her. I mean, there's so many. There's so very many. That one definitely came to mind quickly. I used to have a huge crush on Steve Martin, not so much anymore, all due respect to him, but I don't know, we'll just stick with Jodi because we already talked about her, and I definitely had like an uncomfortable amount of pictures of her on my wall when I was little.
That's fantastic. 34. What's the strangest job you ever had?
Is it that strange? I would say it's unique. I don't know if it's super strange, but it is certainly a fun conversation topic, which is that I worked at a high-end miniature store when I moved to San Francisco. It was called the Treasure House, and it was very high-end, like beautiful dollhouse, you know, miniatures. So everything was at the one-to-one scale for those of you who care, was not like a model train scale, which is a different scale. Was not a half inch scale, although I think we might have had a couple of half inchers in there, a chair or two. But yeah, so, and then we would like build all houses for rich bored San Francisco socialites and stuff who just had money to burn.
I want to go to this store.
I wish it still existed. Bob, I wish it still existed. It did not survive. Yeah, I walk past it in San Francisco and I'm up there for Sketchfest. It's in a very central location. So I frequently will pass by it when I'm in San Francisco. And I'm always like, oh, the treasure house.
There was a tiny little dumpster out front.
A tiny, tiny, tiny dumpster.
1-to-1.
Yep.
35. A book you'd recommend the world to read.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Ooh. Off the hip. Yeah. Without hesitation. I love
it. Teach you everything you need to know about being a good person.
Got to read that Wrinkle.
Oh, it's so good.
36. A movie that always makes you laugh.
Ooh, that makes me laugh. I'm like really leaning on the always, trying to think of something that I always love. Well, I'll say this. In the effort to continue the, this is suddenly going to get very, very easy for people to figure out when we recorded it. And I mean, very easy. There is a movie version of a musical operetta called The Pirates of Penzance. And there's a very specific reason that I'm going to have my dear friend Aaron Keefe over tonight so that the two of us can watch it together. And it is important to the plot of the of that movie that we watch it on this specific night. Good luck, everyone. Enjoy that. And there are some very funny things in that that will always make me laugh. And it's a movie I've grown up on. So
since this is a podcast and there's no comment section, anyone who figures this out, please put it as an iTunes or Apple Podcast review.
Great.
That's what I want. I want to read a review in a couple of weeks just with dates on them.
Perfect.
That's exactly what I want. Please.
Perfect.
30. Also, that sounds like a fantastic night in tonight. Seriously.
This will be very fun.
Yeah. 37. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Worst movie that I've ever seen that I remember having seen and thought was terrible.
Correct.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's tough because, you know, there's like really bad movies, but they're enjoyable. So if it's truly something that like is unforgivably bad, that has zero merit, what would I tell people? I'll say the best worst. I will stay positive. The best worst movie I have ever seen is Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Mm.
But I highly, highly recommend it. But it's inarguable that it's terrible. But I would say that it's also inarguable that it's wonderful.
It's an Ed Wood, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much love and care. So much love and care went into that movie.
Oh, I love that. 38. Who's your favorite actor or actress?
I guess I'll go with Emma Thompson on this one.
Ooh, great choice.
Thank you.
39. How cool was it in Jurassic Park when the raptors are running through the kitchen?
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It was really cool. Yeah,
they're very impressive creatures.
They open that door.
Yeah.
With their little...
Listen, I'm on board. I will not... I also love a raccoon. I'm not going to fault any animal that is so smart that it gives us a run for our money. I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Now, please don't shred my insides with your giant claws.
I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I'm begging you. Please don't.
I respect
you. I don't need evisceration.
But quit shredding.
Yeah. Although... we do have some sheets of paper that could use some confettification.
Ooh.
If you would like to use your amazingly sharp scissor fingers to give us some confetti from our giant sheets of paper.
Raptors. Yep. We get raptor interns. Yep. Get some shreddification going.
Yeah.
Now we got confetti.
Indeed.
This is a win-win. And I think they get college credit.
I'm sure they do.
We can figure that out at the end.
No, I'm sure they do.
I'll sign whatever they need to sign.
Me too.
Question 40. First show as a kid you got really into?
Probably the Muppets or Sesame Ooh. Street.
Here's the off the cuff, as promised at the beginning.
Yeah.
Favorite Muppet.
Probably Gonzo.
Ooh, God, that's good.
I just love the song that he sings in the Muppet movie so much. It's like one of my favorite songs ever.
I was always a Rolf.
Man. I don't know if I can get through that one without crying, to be honest with you, now that we're talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang, why are the Muppets so good?
Oh, they're so good.
41. Who should play you in a movie of your life?
Who should play me in a movie of my life? I'm trying to think of all the people say I look like, but that's not helpful, especially because they're my age or older. I'm going to go with Aaron Keefe. I'd like to see what she'd do with the role.
I think she'd crush it. I think she'd crush it personally.
I agree.
She would have to not do it in a Boston accent. I think that would be her biggest thing.
That would definitely be an interpretation. It would be a choice that would be questioned. And probably dismissed as not a good idea.
It would be like that Bob Dylan movie where everyone came with their own interpretation of
that's
like
right. That's right. Bob exactly. Dylan. Who is that? Jim Jarmusch or someone? Who did that?
I'm gonna say yes for the lack of remembering.
Sounds good. Neither one of us know, and that's just fine.
42. Who's the biggest celebrity you've ever met in person?
That's a good question. I've met a lot of celebrities, but who is the biggest one?
Mm-hmm.
I guess in the interest of continuing the callback of height jokes, I will say Conan O'Brien.
Oh,
very tall.
He is a tall man, right? He's six. Yeah. Something.
Although I also worked with Michael Jordan. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Who's taller?
Has Conan ever dunked on MJ?
I don't know.
History books.
I'm going to set it as a tie because I can't remember how tall either one of them are.
The real one-on-one that the streets need to see. I'm just picturing the poster of them two head-to-head with a flaming basketball in the middle or something. Perfect. 43. TV show or podcast that you love, but you don't think anyone else knows about.
Whoa, okay. I wish I were that cool and obscure. That's tough.
What about this? Not enough people know about.
I guess we can figure that out. This is what came to mind. I don't know that this is like the be-all, end-all answer, but it's the honest thing that came to mind because I have been thinking about it lately. I really liked the show Counterpart, which was, I think, on Stars. And anyway, it was J.K. Simmons starred in it. And it was a sort of cerebral sci-fi that involved two existing realities that were connected. And I feel like it was, you know, the multiverse obviously has been around for a very long time. But this was like almost 10 years ago or something when the show came out. It got two seasons. I never met a single other person who watched it except for my sweetie and me. And it was really interesting and I really liked it. And so I wish more people would have seen it so that there would have been more seasons. And I still recommend people check it out if they are interested in that kind of thing.
Wow. That's fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah.
44. Favorite comedian.
Oh gosh. I don't think I can choose that at all. There are just too many people that I both think are brilliant and also like hold very dear. So I wouldn't be able to choose. So I guess if it had to be someone like not alive, maybe if it had to be someone that like could never be in competition with anyone that I know and love. I don't know. This is not a stand-up comedian, but let's say like, you know, Madeline Kahn. Or someone like a really funny, great actress that is just like can do no wrong.
Love it. One of my harkening back to another question, one of my ultimate celebrity crushes.
Oh, Madeline gosh, Kahn. I don't blame you. God. Yeah. Oof. What a dish.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. I say again, oof.
Uh-huh.
45. Her and Clue. Oh, my God. Come on.
Oh, hell yeah.
45. Best Saturday Night Live cast member.
That's a great question. Best Saturday. I'm going to go. Well, I got to go Lorraine Newman because she's a friend and a hero and one of the OG members. So we'll say Lorraine.
Yeah, I love that. 46. What's the nerdiest thing you've done?
God, I don't know. You know, what's another person's nerd is another person's like unnerd. Legit, you know, like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like the amount of time I've spent just like in the like analyzing the characters in Avatar: The Last Airbender, some people would be like, "You are a giant nerd." But I think a lot of other people would be like, "That's not nerdy. Shut up." Or that's nerdy and that's great. But like, I don't even know. I feel like that, you know, it's like that's mainstream enough that people nerds might be like, "No, Janet, that's not like you sitting and doing Sudoku for 8 hours straight." I'm sure there's something. Again, everything I'm thinking of is like another person would be like, that's not nerdy enough to say that's the nerdiest thing you've ever done. I would have to ask Chris and Mike, but I sang dozens and dozens and dozens of the of decimal places of pi in a song that Hard and Firm did about the number pi. So that's pretty nerdy, like that there's a song out there with me singing on it. And then just singing numbers.
That's up there. That's up there.
Okay, good. All right.
Again, we would drop confetti if we could, as previously stated. Can't. Yeah. You just can't.
We don't have enough raptors.
We just don't have enough raptors. 47. Least favorite state.
Oh, no. The state of despair.
You know what, judges?
Thank you.
Yeah, they're allowed it.
Great.
They're just perpetually nodding now that I think about it. But,
wait, are those just bobbleheads?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yep.
I've been looking at them for 4 years for analysis here. Question 48. Best thing you've ever won?
Well, the thing that comes to mind, again, I'm just going with like, what's the first, best thing in my mind is now being replaced by first thing. What's the first thing in your mind that you can think of that you won? Mm-hmm. I will say I won a scholarship to do an exchange program in France when I was in high school. And that was really special. Awesome.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. 49. Is there anything you've collected or had a collection of?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a person that has like, oh, here's this endless amount of Tron toys, but I do have like a fair number of Tron toys. But I would say my largest collection, and this will not surprise anyone, and it is a variation on a theme, but my largest collection is certainly fan art from like the Avatarverse, whether it's stuff I bought because I loved it or stuff that was given to me. I have a lot of stuff from the Avatarverse. As represented by like, you know, artists and like fan artists and, you know, small artists, not like, you know, a big company that issues a bunch of a thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Question 50. Dubbed the Ryan Davis and the last of the fighting questions, I swear. You're in a fight to the death.
Oh, no.
With another person.
R.I.P. Someone.
Someone. You're in a fight to the death with another person equal to your size.
So not Jodie Foster and not Conan O'Brien and...
Famously not MJ either.
Yeah.
You're offered either an aluminum baseball bat or a 6-inch non-serrated knife, knowing the weapon you don't choose goes to your opponent.
Oh, no.
Which do you choose, knife or bat?
Oh, no. This is terrible. I mean, I'm going to choose the knife. But I don't feel great about it.
No one feels great about it.
No one's going to feel great about any of this. Someone's going to die. Because I don't know who it is, I can keep it abstract enough that I'm taking the knife and I'm going to shiv that motherfucker.
I love that.
Yeah.
And with that attitude,
I'm going to raptor the hell out of that person's inside, gooey insides.
Hey, wonderfuls. We are only at the halfway mark here. We have plenty more episodes to go with the great Janet Varney still to come. In fact, a very unique second half, something that has never happened in the previous 100 episodes. You're not going to want to miss this. There's a storm brewing. That's all I'll say. You're going to want to stay tuned to this, folks. But first, we need to send a shout out to the people who do the music for this show, like the song that's playing right now from the Mini Vandals, the song that's going to play us back from break from DJ Williams, the opening song from Diala, or the closing one from Single Friend. And hey, check us out on 99 Questions Pod on Twitter. We got a second half of this episode to get to. Let's get to it. Janet's waiting. Come on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's your phone wallpaper right now?
My phone wallpaper. My phone wallpaper is the city of San Francisco, as taken from, it's a sunset taken from a hotel room in Japantown.
Concrete jungle, they call it.
Yeah, that's right.
The windy city.
The windy jungle.
So windy in that jungle.
Mm-hmm.
52. What's the last thing you Googled?
Oh, last thing I Googled. Oh gosh, I almost know this.
Not sponsored by Google. If you do use DuckDuckGo or whatever.
I mean, I just Googled something. Oh, this is embarrassing, but I think the last thing I Googled was how much it costs to get a subscription to the New Yorker for my my guy.
That's very good. Yeah. That's very good. And it's more affordable. This question is sponsored by the New Yorker.
That's right. Don't send me the tote. I'm fine. I don't need another tote bag.
They have so many umbrellas, though. They're good to send you an umbrella. Just know that.
Well, all right.
So, but it's going to get blown away. Windy jungle.
As oh, for sure. For sure. And that windy jungle, you bet.
It's gone. It's gone. 53. You have to name your next pet without seeing them. What do you name them?
Oh, okay. That's fun. I have to name
that's ostensibly fun.
Let's name that pet. I'm going through a bunch of avatar names, but then I'm like, do I need to even do more avatar stuff? That seems kind of crazy and unnecessary. Let's name my next pet. Let's name my next pet mammal. It seems likely it'll be a mammal, and if it's not, then it will be funny if it's like a snake.
That would be good.
That's a snake named Mammal.
Ah, you open the curtain, and a iguana. Ah, yeah. So close.
Sorry, Mammal. Yeah.
Ma'am for short.
Yeah, pretty good. There you go. Yeah.
Pretty good.
But it would be funny to be at like a dog park and be like, Ma'am, put that down. Ma'am, come here. Ma'am.
Every head turning toward you.
Yeah. Like, every woman's head being like, are you talking to me? Anyway, so that's fun.
And an iguana.
I'm glad you shortened it. Yeah.
54. What professional wrestler would you compare yourself to?
Oh, boy. I mean, this is not Tights and Fights. I don't know professional wrestling like my friends at Tights and Fights do. So I will say I'm going to compare myself. I guess I'll compare myself to Andre the Giant because he too was in The Princess Bride and it's become clear that I wish that I had been in.
And you're always offering people peanuts.
And it's... I'm always offering people, but only when it rhymes. Only when it rhymes.
Very specifically.
Yeah.
Sometimes people want a peanut, but it doesn't fit the cadence of the conversation.
Tough luck.
Ain't happening.
Tough luck.
55. What's your comfort food on a bad day?
Comfort food on a bad day is going to be, oh, maybe like a pint of ice cream, but also with peanut butter, like that. I'll just put the peanut butter into the ice cream as I go. Like you work down, you spread some in, you swirl it in, and then you don't want it to get too dry. It's not that you want peanut butter ice cream. So you need to like make sure you still have like the ribbon of peanut butter, but you know, you're adding to it as you kind of go down the pint.
I'm going to do this.
But also I'm weird. Good. Like I'll eat peanut butter with mint ice cream. So watch out.
I'm watching. I'm watching. I'm still going to do this. 56. Favorite smell.
Oh God. I didn't even need to think about this, except for I can never remember what the official name is. My favorite smell is the smell of like dirt or concrete after it's rained or even after someone's hosed down their driveway. I can almost remember what it is. It's like
Petrichor.
I should have named my pet Petrichor because pet is right in the name.
Damn
it.
Can't spell pet without Petrichor or the other way.
Petrichor is my favorite smell with a bullet. Number one, cannot compare to anything else.
Also, just great word to say. So
Petrichor. It would be if I could ever remember what it was. Watch me. Tomorrow someone will ask and I'll be like, I don't remember. It does not stay in my mind.
That's why you get a pet.
Although the pet saying pet is in it. Maybe that will help me. That's like a mnemonic kind of thing.
This is a life lesson.
Petrichor, thank you.
This is an educational podcast more than anything.
Yeah, more than anything. Judges, bobbleheads, yes, they're saying that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm. The springs are starting to show. Yeah, now I'm seeing it.
Oh,
the
no. Awkward.
We've been bobbing for a while.
So have you. Get it? Hey. It is Bob.
Hey. We're having fun. We're having
a good time.
57. Best candy.
Like best candy now. I think I'm gonna just have to go old school, like C's, one of the C's candies in like a sampler that you would get. Like my family would always have C's samplers around at Christmas. So I'm gonna say one of those guys. Maybe like a chocolate caramel or something.
All right. A little swirl of peanut butter in there, maybe. Now I just want to put peanut butter on everything.
If you're offering, yeah, I'll drizzle some on there. I'm not afraid.
I think I just want peanut butter is what I'm learning.
I'm also very happy to just eat peanut butter. Agree.
Gonna have something for dinner here. 58. Worst candy.
I'm not going to say Good and Plenty's because I actually like black licorice now. Although when I was a kid, I would have said that was insane and I would never want it. Worst candy. I think I'm going to say it's not worst, but I will say that something like Bitto Honey is very cruel because I really like Bitto Honeys, but the process of trying to eat one is so unpleasant that I almost would rather have not eaten one at all. But it still sucks you into thinking you do want one. So it's I don't know if it's the worst candy, but it might be the cruelest candy.
Yeah, the siren song of Bitto Honey.
Yeah.
59. What's a restaurant you'd recommend?
Just anywhere?
Anywhere.
I will recommend the pirate ship that you can eat at Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, because that is a little small theme park that Walt Disney totally ripped off to make Disneyland, which is fine. I mean, you can rip it off. And yeah, it's very small. It's like dead center in the middle of Copenhagen. It's very charming. And yeah, there's a restaurant that, so I guess the idea is like you would sort of imagine that sitting on a pirate ship to eat at a theme park would not be good food, but it's Copenhagen, so the food is still like just absolutely delicious and special and wonderful.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I'm going with the pirate ship in Tivoli Gardens.
That's amazing. 60. What's a food you've never eaten?
I mean, this is going to be some animal or other that I've never eaten. I wish I could say I'd never eaten lamb because I don't, but I'm sure at some point in my life I ate lamb, whether or not I even knew I was eating it. I'm going to go with, I know I've never eaten alligator. I'm positive I've never eaten alligator. No plans to. No plans to.
They're gnarly little things.
Yeah.
I get it. 61, strangest food that you have eaten.
Strangest food would probably be any number of the things that I had the privilege of eating at Noma, also in Copenhagen. That's not planned. I can't believe I could have recommended Noma, the number one restaurant in the world for many years. And I said,
No.
The pirate ship, the Tivoli Gardens. But you know what? I'm not going to recommend Noma to everybody. That's not for everybody. First of all, it's crazy expensive. And second of all, it's weird. The food was beautiful. It was very special. It certainly was like a once in a lifetime experience. But like, I think the strangest food I had was, it was like ants on a log, and it was actual ants.
Oh,
I don't think it was on celery. That seems like maybe celery doesn't grow in Copenhagen, but because it's all like local food. But it was definitely ants on something, and it might have even been ants on like, it wouldn't have been beef because I don't eat beef, but maybe I did eat beef that time because I was there. Anyway, ants are very strange tasting. They're very sour and spicy. They're like peppery and sour, and it was strange. It was strange.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not what I would imagine ants to taste like.
Yeah, right?
Interesting. I got to get my way to Copenhagen.
That place closed, so you're going to have to just pick up some random ants off the street and stick them in your mouth, I think.
First, the dollhouse place, now this.
I know. I'm the curse. I'm the curse.
62. What's a typical day off?
Typical day off. Well, first of all, I'm so sad to say I don't ever feel like I have a day off because I just always have some work task or other to do. And a lot of the times working on the weekend is the smartest thing for me to do because I will be the least interrupted by other work stuff. And a total and complete day off would, I mean, it's so lame to say like the most exciting thing is like, oh, I ordered like a, you know, new ottoman and like cleaned my house because I really enjoy doing that. But we'll say like a true day off that's like I'm going to take a day off and I'm going to make sure I don't do any work, but that still is like reasonably like doable enough that I've done it on several occasions. I will say like Brandon and our dog and I will drive to Santa Barbara for the day and like go to our favorite taco place and go to our favorite coffee shop and go to a couple of our favorite kind of beaches and then drive home that night. And so I would say like, yeah, that would be a good day off excursion.
That's amazing. Yeah. 63, bucket list item that you accomplished.
Yeah, I'm not a good like bucket list keeper. Some stuff that's happened to me, I wouldn't have known would be a bucket list, but then you sort of do it and you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. Like, that's something I'm glad I did. Like, it sort of turns into like, if I died tomorrow, I will have done X. And that is a nice thing to know you've done.
Yeah.
Having said that, I don't know if I can think of any of those. bucket list thing I've done. Again, like, wouldn't have planned on doing it, but I guess I'll say having done a thing. Again, kind of circling back to like Muppet stuff, like having written a thing that then got shot at the Henson studio on their lot and like having written a song that Brian Henson has sung, feels like, oh my God, okay, I did something right in my life. If, you know, if that happened, then it can't, there must be something good, you know, if that's all there was. So I'll say that.
Of course, that's incredible. 64, bucket list item you probably won't accomplish.
Oh, interesting. That's tough. Again, principally because I don't have a bucket list. How am I, if I only know something was on my bucket list after I've done it, how am I ever going to know that something was on my bucket list that I didn't do? I just don't know what that, well, I don't know what that would be.
Life's great questions. Yeah.
You know? Well, I mean, this is very sad. I'll give you a super sad answer. I guess the saddest thing is that, like, I won't ever be able to, you know, ask my mom questions about things that I didn't know that questions I wouldn't have even known to ask before she died. That won't happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe it will. I don't know. But it probably wouldn't happen. Maybe it will happen after I die. I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works. I'm not sure what the science is on that.
I'm not looking to the judges on this one. I'm letting you know right now.
Great.
65, dubbed by previous guests, the realest question of the bunch. Name of a friend you don't keep in contact with, but regret it.
That's a good question. Is there anybody that I truly can't reach or just haven't reached that I thought about? I would have had a different answer, for a few years ago. One of my dear friends from when I was little, and I had lost touch and just really had not been in touch forever, but then we found each other again. So I'm trying to think if there's anybody that's I have like, you know, an ex who I just absolutely love and adore and have not talked to in a million years. And I don't really feel like it's my place to like reach out. So I guess probably that person.
Okay. I think that's very fair. Very fair. 66. What's a game that makes you feel nostalgic?
A game that makes me feel nostalgic. I mean, I would say definitely the board game Clue, as long as you've brought up Clue. Yeah, we'll just stick with Clue. That's a good one.
Yeah. Playing that with Madeline Kahn back in the day.
Maybe. Sure.
67. What game have you spent the most time playing?
Again, there's sort of a recency bias of like, have I spent the most time in my life playing, like doing like crosswords? Probably not in my life, but I certainly have done many crossword puzzles in the last, you know, 12, 14 years. I don't know why I skipped 13. I don't believe that it's bad luck.
And yet.
So maybe something like that. Something that I like to do on a regular basis. That's like just like a puzzle of something of some kind. Not a jigsaw puzzle. I don't do jigsaw puzzles, so they hurt my neck, but.
They hurt your neck.
Yeah, don't. If you think you can, if you think sitting hunched over a puzzle for hours doesn't like affect you if you have a fucked up neck, then think again. Enjoy. Those of you who can still enjoy that without getting a headache, enjoy. Appreciate. Don't look that gift horse in the mouth.
Those jigsaw puzzles, you know?
Yeah.
The scam by Big Spine?
Big Spine. Oh. Big Spine.
Big chiropractor.
Yep.
68. What's something you've built with your own hands?
I mean, I've definitely like made clothes and made, you know, like pillows, and I'm not like a carpenter, so I'm trying to think if there's anything that I've like hammered together all by myself, and I don't know that I can think of anything, although it's possible. But yeah, I guess we'll say like home textiles.
Perfect. 69, best pickup line.
Perfect. I understand that. Best pickup line.
I understand that.
Ugh, is there any such thing as a good pickup line? I don't think so. I would say best pickup line is like, best pickup line is just like an actual conversation point that is meaningful and is like inspiring a real connection between two brains. Even if it's someone you're just attracted to for now because you don't know them, yeah, don't be cheesy.
Yeah, this question is a test and you passed.
Yay!
Question 70, have you ever had any good nicknames?
Good nicknames, yeah. I mean, people call me JV or Varney, and I like both of those.
Solid. 71, do you believe in love at first sight?
No. only because like it's you can't is I mean it I it may turn out that it was love at first sight, but I don't know that you can. I feel like you have to like back that up with like data after the fact.
I think that's very fair. Yeah. It's a tough one.
I have to get off in 9 minutes, so I guess I better start doing speed round stuff if I have, my other thing is at 12:30.
Which means, Janet Varney, we are entering the lightning round. What's a big turnoff of yours?
Cheesy, insincere people.
73. Do you consider yourself an artist?
Yes.
Of course. 74. What's something you tried to cook and failed?
I can't think of anything. Mostly because I don't cook very much. So I don't have, you know, it's not because I'm a great cook. It's because I'm lazy.
Humble brag.
Correct.
75. Dubbed the Ben Hansen after the first guest of this here show. What's the greatest piece of art ever made?
I could not say.
You were afraid of hyperbolic questions before.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer.
The answer is the JV Club, available That's right. wherever you download podcasts.
Someone else has to say it.
76. Have you ever had something happen to you you would consider paranormal?
Yes.
Oh. I would love to hear that story, but that's for another day. 77, would you ever use a Ouija board?
I have used one, so yes.
Asking for trouble.
Yep.
78, simply, why?
I don't know. That's the big question.
Truly. Truly. 79, if given the chance, when would you time travel to?
Oh, great question. I'm going to go with the Barbary Coast, San Francisco.
Hmm.
And it was like a weird city of just abandoned ships.
Love the ship through line here.
Yeah.
Good.
I know. How weird.
Question 80. Have you ever made a sudden dramatic change to your lifestyle and stuck to it?
Yeah. I feel like it was pretty abrupt when I quit school and moved to San Francisco. Sure.
Yeah. Did you take a boat to get here?
I wish.
Dang. 81. What game show, past or present, would you love to be a contestant on?
That's a fun question. Let's go with Double Dare.
Ooh. Excellent. Excellent. 82. What's a quote that you love?
Quotes. I'm not that person that, like, has quotes in mind. But I do have one. I do have one. In the movie Harold and Maude, when Harold says, he doesn't want Maude to die, and he says, but I love you. I love you. And she says, oh, Harold, that's wonderful. Go and love some more.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
83. What's the best shirt you own?
Probably my Al TV shirt from the 80s.
Great answer. 84. Would you change your middle name?
No.
Perfect. 85. What's a good impression you can do?
That's a good question. It depends on how hard I'm working at any given voice. I feel like my Bjork is pretty fun.
Can we get 2 seconds of a Bjork?
I couldn't possibly do that.
10 out of 10. Are you kidding me? 86, is there a tattoo you wanted to get but are glad you didn't get?
No.
87, how would you describe your 16-year-old self?
Oh, emotional.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
88. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Can't be true. Well, I guess I have a neck problem from like multiple, you know, like bike accidents / getting rear-ended and stuff. So yeah, like herniated discs in my neck. Not fun. Don't recommend it.
Mm-mm. Do not do. 89. What's a habit of yours you want to break?
Maybe just apologizing when I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I think I have that too.
Yeah, I'm
90.
sorry. You know what I mean?
We're on the home stretch here. We got this. 90. Have you ever lied on your resume?
No, I don't think so.
You can always start.
Yeah, I should. I will.
Yeah. 91. Have you ever punched someone in the face?
Yes.
Ooh. Let me hear that along with the paranormal story.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to tell that story.
That's fair.
Not a point of pride.
92. Would you ever go to a nude beach?
Yes.
Why not?
Have.
Oh,
Recommend.
look at that. Along with Viking boats.
Yeah.
93, somehow not the realest question. When was the last time you cried?
Oh, this morning.
94, what's something you've done and will probably never do again?
I probably won't ever go on like an intense roller coaster again. I'll probably never do
Ooh,
that again.
that's a fun one. Yeah. 95, best compliment you ever received.
Someone just told me that my laugh sounded like it was like both like a total goofball and a hero or something like that. And I thought that was like the coolest thing.
I love that. 96, tell me a joke.
God, the pressure with the time winding down. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
The judges are nodding at that. They're going to allow it. 97 used to be a question I came up with that just wasn't all that good, so I replaced it with the listener question of the week. And because
Nice.
why not, my lovely girlfriend came up with a question for you, because she saw you were in hot in Cleveland, and she is the world's
Yes.
biggest Betty White fan. So she
Nice.
said, how was Betty White on set, and was she as amazing as everyone says she is? No, you'll get thousands that will hate you forever depending on your answer. Thank you, Aaron. That
That's
is
a
an
great
amazing
question.
question.
Well phrased, Aaron. Very well phrased. She was wonderful, and I will extend that out to say everyone on that show was fantastic. I'm also a huge Wendy Malick fan, and Wendy Malick told me I was very funny, and that there you go. There's a bucket list thing you don't know is on your bucket list until it happens, and then you're like, okay, I can die now.
There it is.
Yeah, Betty White, wonderful.
What a legend. Both of you, all of you.
I'll take it.
Aaron, too.
And Aaron, absolutely.
98. What made you want to be who you are today?
I'll go ahead and say my dad and the Muppets.
No further explanation needed. And the top of the mountain, the titular question 99. What do you want to be remembered for?
Oh, that's nice. Just making people feel better in some way at some point in their lives, I guess.
Janet, you're a legend. This is amazing.
Wow, thank you so much. What a fun, that's a fun trip to go down. I love the questions. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you, truly. Thank you for taking the time. In the next 60 seconds, is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or waft into the ears of our listeners? Anything at all? The floor is yours.
Well, listen, we've name dropped a ton of stuff, so feel free to just scrub on back, listen to Hey Riddle Riddle. Listen, I recommend every episode, whether I am on it or not. Podcast The JV Club, please. We're rolling into Max Fund Drive, which is like us to support our co-op, the co-op network that the JV Club and a bunch of other amazing podcasts, including like Judge John Hodgman and My Brother and Me, we're all in that little swirl of a world. So check that out. Support those podcasts. And then the Avatar podcast I do is called Braving the Elements, and we talk all things Avatarverse.
Two shout outs here at the end of the episode. One goes out to the amazing Janet Varney for squeezing us into her incredibly packed schedule. I super appreciate it. She is a 10 out of 10 amazing human. And two is to Sky Guide, the amazing musician who wrote that lightning round theme song. Please check out more of his work in the description of this podcast. But it's last call time. The red light's on. Let's figure out what we learned. We learned that Jodie Foster is 7'4". Actually, I googled it. She's only 5'3", but she must have been standing next to like dollhouse furniture or something. By comparison, she looked taller than MJ and Conan combined. We learned in a shocking twist that Snoopy is in fact the coolest dude. We've got our raptor interns in the back cutting up paper into confetti. We're gonna give Snoopy the celebration he deserves. We learn that if someone offers you to get on a pirate ship in Copenhagen, you say yes. We learn that breakfast quinoa is better than you'd think. And we learn that a dog named Mammal can turn a lot of heads. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go rock out to Sky Guide's Lightning Round song, which I'm going to play right now. I'll see you again in 2 weeks for our next episode. Until then, thank you, and good night.
Bobby Mule, he's got the fuel. He's gonna bring the question straight to you.